What happens when you decide that you are ready to take your life to the next level? I'm here to tell you your path to success will not be a straight or quick timeline. It will ask of you to shed your old story, build your emotional intelligence, and put down the story of struggle once and for all to bring your visions to life. This is the unedited audio doc narrated by me, Nina Hayes, providing real life examples and lessons to help you on your journey of becoming elite. So if you're ready, let's go. Hey, elite, welcome back to today's podcast episode. Today, this topic is so good. Literally, when I sat down and I was thinking of what this topic would be, the points came to me, but I was like, what am I going to title this as? Like, I want to title it one way, but then I feel like it needs to be clickbaitish, but then I feel like, how can it be SEO-like? And if you're not yet there in your journey, let me tell you about what all I just said, what all that really means. I think that we've gotten so far into the digital world, and we're continuing to grow. But I think we've gotten so far into the digital world that when you're posting online, everything has this structure to it. So everything has like this certain way, like if you put your hashtags here, or if you put this title here, or whatever the topic is, it needs to be in the heading. And it's to the point where now you can't just post and go. Like, you want to, right? But now it's like you really stop and think like, okay, is this right? Or should I post this like this? Or if I post this, what's the reach going to look like? And I wasn't so infatuated with that prior to starting this podcast, or even in the previous seasons. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the message, and the ones who are there to receive it are going to receive it. I don't have to do all these extra things. But now I'm noticing, especially as I'm starting to see what content does go viral, I'm starting to see that if you want your content seen, you actually got to start playing the game. Now, there's a way to play the game without losing yourself, and that just means, of course, following your intuition and sticking with that. But when it comes to the little basic things like how to title things, right, there is a way to do it. So I landed on the truth about estheticians and why I mentor them. And I think that's such a beautiful way to start this podcast, because I think a lot of times estheticians get ignored. And I know for a fact, facialists, like I actually identify as a facialist, but facialists get heavily ignored. It's like, ooh, a facialist, what's that, right? And so when it comes to talking about aesthetics, I think a lot of people have this misconstrued idea of who estheticians are. And as we continue to grow and move forward, we're noticing, yes, there's so many things our industry needs, and there's so many opportunities for people to bring those things to the forefront. But I really wanted to take this time to talk specifically about the estheticians that I work with and why I choose to mentor them. So the first one is that most estheticians come to heal versus just being talented. Absolutely love that. Absolutely love that. You can definitely tell when someone is in it to help other people, to heal their skin issues, or to, you know, finally feel confident and finally feel beautiful. I mean, you can feel it from the language of the captions of what people say. Like, they are there to help their clients to be their best selves, right? And when it comes to other beauty professions where there's nails and there's hair, you normally have a professional who did it when they were a kid. They're like, oh, you know, I've always been able to braid hair. I've always been able to, you know, do an install. So I thought I should just go to school for it. When it comes to aesthetics, you know, yeah, you have those onesie twosies that are like, okay, I'm a skincare lover. I love going to the spa, right? And I just want to do it. But for the most part, people feel a connection to it, right? There was something that happened in their life that led them to get more information because they wanted to be better, and they wanted to heal their skin, and they wanted to learn more about, you know, the thing that you see every day, which is your face. And so when you actually decide to dive deeper into that and become an esthetician, that's just the first step, right? When you open yourself up to this whole entire world of where you can go, like you can work for skincare brands, you can open your own thing, you can work for equipment companies, like you can do so many things with your aesthetic license that it really is just beautiful to see who is there for the healing part, because it expands beyond that. For myself, I came into the industry because I felt very insecure. I felt lost in life. I didn't feel beautiful. And if you know my story, you've seen on my YouTube or just from listening to this podcast over the years, my whole thing was I just want to become my most elite self. And I'm a depressed girly. Like, I grew up as the kid that was like the depressed girly. Like, that was my identity. That was my personality. And so I'm never too, like, I call it the jester, but I'm never too like, hey guys, oh my God. Like, I'm never that high vibe type person. But I've learned that you can be chill and it doesn't mean that you're like something's wrong with you or that you're depressed and all those things, right? But I love my depressed girlies because most of my depressed girlies are estheticians. Like, you just sit in your room, you chill, you like to listen to Jhené Aiko, you know, you like to listen to Neo Soul and chill, vibe, relax. And people might listen to your music like, are you okay? Are you going through something? And you're just like, no, I'm chill. Like, I just like the vibe. Like, I like to chill and relax. And the beauty of that is that whether you identify as the depressed girly, the introvert, just chill, stay to yourself, you know, you can still build a big business. You can still build a global business. I'm here to tell you that from experience. If you've been watching my journey, you've seen this thing happen, right? But it goes beyond us just being talented. We are actually here to help people. And in order for us to help people, we also have to be willing to continue our journey. Yes, it's going to take a little longer. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. This journey, I still feel ignored some days, even though I've been in the industry for, you know, almost a decade. In a couple of years, it'll be a decade. But I've realized that longevity, right? When you're a person that just continues to have that longevity, people can feel it. They can see it. And they'll be like, oh, she's not new to this. Like, this is not just some new thing that came up. Like, she's been about this. She's thriving. And I love it. And I want to work with her. And I'm excited. So please know, you can still build a big business even though you came to heal. And it doesn't mean that you just have to focus on talents. You are way more than that. So the second thing is authenticity is protection. This right here, okay? Let me tell you this. I've been in therapy working on this because I felt, and if you listen to the last season, you can probably tell, I felt so many emotions at once when it came to opening and closing my brick and mortar school. The emotions that I felt from that were, of course, natural emotions, right? The anger, the delay response to envy, realizing that frustrations were there, right? I am thankful I handled it graciously. But there was a part of me that really battled with sharing my journey because I felt like, okay, I've shared my journey. I've opened this school and this is what happens, right? But I feel like it was so divine because, you know, it's easy to share the highlight reel and to be able to graciously talk about the failures and how the failures or the moment of feeling like it was a failure in that moment and then transitioning and saying, you know what, this is a very important lesson. I think that that was just so beautiful because for a while, you could probably hear it in the last season, for a while, I felt like, I'm not going to say alone, but I felt like everyone else that was operating at the same capacity as me, I felt like they were having this easy track. And I was like, God, why does it seem like my track is so hard? And I really sat with that and I realized, wait a minute, just because you understand the journey of the beginner doesn't mean you have to work with beginners. And I've told many of my clients this, like the clients that I work with, they don't take too long to see a five-figure month. They don't take too long to bring in, you know, those higher ticket clients that they want to work with. They don't take too long to make a decision and make an investment and have their butt in seat at a mastermind. They don't take too long to do that because they, yes, they have choices, but they've decided that they are going to build a big business. They've decided that no matter what the numbers say, no matter what the audience looks like today, no matter what emotions you're feeling today, no matter if you have to start over from scratch, they've decided that they are going to get to their goal and they've decided they're going to just put one foot in front of the other. And I think it's so beautiful because when I realized how powerful being authentic in that moment was, really sharing like, yes, this is hard, being obedient and walking away from something that you felt was what you were supposed to do is very hard. And being able to accept, oh, this is the step into the next season. It all makes sense now. You know, that authentic moment is what a lot of people struggle with. And for a lot of people, they isolate, especially those of us that operate at a high level. We're already master level. Like we are hiring, we have teams, you know, we are basically in the public eye. You don't have to worry about filling your books because you have a waitlist. Like you already know that you are able to create the income that you want to create. It's just the piece for you is like more money, more problems. Like, you know, the more money you make, are people pocket watching you? You know, when you hire someone, are they going to be envious because now they see your books are filled, but then they have to go through the work that you went through to fill their books? Like, it's so many things that go through your mind. And when you're also dealing with the things of like possible lawsuits or taking on more liability or expanding your space, right? Having to invest more into coaching. These are conversations that you don't really see online because everyone just talks about, well, here's how to grow your spa, or here's how to grow your business, or here's how to make 10K. And you're like, I'm past those things, right? And you're like, I am ready to not just grow a business, but I know there's a way I can do it while staying sane. I know there's a way I can do it while still spending time with my family. I know there's a way I can do it where I can have a big impact that doesn't require me to do all of this extreme sacrifice that I've done all of my life. And so being authentic in that moment was necessary because it helps the story connect, right? We can connect to somebody with some good words, right? But it's another thing when you can connect to somebody's journey. You can actually see the experience. You can say, oh my gosh, this was back then and look at you now. Or you can actually be able to see the documentation of what has happened, right? You cannot deny results. And I'm just excited because now I'm able to sit firm and say, you know what? It all made sense. Now we're over here looking for finishings for our new office. Now we're over here, you know, we got students enrolling for our in-person classes that start in the fall. Now we're working with instructors. Now we're working with people who are at master level because we realize everything made sense. And there are some lessons that require for you to go through them and share what you went through. That's the authenticity. Now, the second part of that is authenticity is protection. And the thing about that is there are some people that it is too dangerous for you to work with. Okay. And this is specifically for those of you that are like, you want to hire or you want to expand your team. You want to do all these things. You want to bring on other people. You have to be able to have that gift of discernment because there are some people that are dangerous to all of the work that you've done. That was definitely a lesson that I learned and I got stronger in that as well. And I feel like it doesn't make them a bad person, but what it does show you is that for some people, they are not at a point to be able to work with you at your highest level. Right. So if you have people that you've hired, you brought them in and you was making 40, 50K before they came in and now they came in and it's hard for you to break 20K. Well, you know, we know that that would be like, okay, we need to do a performance check. We need to do an improvement plan. We need to go ahead and let that person go because they're not seeming to get it. But our hearts, right? Our hearts get in the way because we're like, oh my gosh, I remember when I was starting and I had to figure things out and I had to just, you know, figure out my way. So they're figuring out their way and I'm just trying to build my business too. And I really want to help them and I know they can do it. And seeing that potential in people is beautiful, but it can be detrimental to the high caliber that you operate at. Think about it like this. You know, if you walking in and you see somebody's suite or something and you're like, oh my gosh, like you would do great with a heated pad under this table. You would think, oh my gosh, that person should respond like, yes, she's on her stuff. She's giving me gems. I take it. Yes, let me go get me a heated pad. But for some people who are not yet in their journey, for some people, maybe they are not financially at that point. Like they are still trying to figure out how to bring in more income. Or, you know, when we were first starting, there were days where I was driving to my suite and I was like, I got to take my clients today because I need the gas to get home. Right. At that point in their journey, some of them are not ready to work with you. And some of them are dangerous to your mission at that point. And that's why I say for many professionals, you are not yet in a point to take on newbies, right? Bring on some hard hitters, bring on a manager, and then you'll have that extra time to work with the beginners. But when you are operating at a high level, you got to really look and see, like, am I able to take these people on? And you got to be real serious and authentic about that. Because the sooner you can be authentic and express the things that you actually need and be unapologetic about saying, hey, unfortunately, this doesn't align to me, right? Then you can move further and it'll actually help protect you as well. Okay. Now the third thing, and I feel like I have so many more points. If y'all want me to do more points, like a part two on this, send me a message on IG, come over to @IAmNinaHayes, or you can go to the Elite Estheticians page. My team is there monitoring it. Just send a message and say, we want a part two, and I will definitely get a part two for you. But the third one is you get paid to evolve. I love this. I love this. Love this. You literally get paid to evolve. You get paid to become a better person because your clients come to you to evolve and to work on their self-care and to become a better person. And you know how beautiful it is for them to finally reach that skincare goal, right? And even though it takes slightly longer than somebody getting their hair done, right? Getting their nails done. Yeah, you know, in 1 to 3 hours, somebody can get their lashes done and they're a whole new person. But with skincare, it requires a commitment. When those clients commit and they see the result after, it's totally just night and day. And it's absolutely an honor to be able to see the transformation that people have gotten to. On the flip side, it can drain your energy equally as so, because you understand the emotional work that had to be done. You understand the motivation that had to be done. For many people, they don't take vacations. I know some of y'all have gone years and have not taken a vacation. You don't think about anybody else, or you don't think about yourself. You think about everybody else. And so that can be draining because, you know, you love to see other people get their results, but then you're sitting back like, oh my gosh, like another person is off. You know, and now it's time to bring in another newbie. And now I have to have the conversation of you need to wash your face. You need to be having sunscreen. You need to be doing this. Like, it's just so many things that you start to really look at and you're like, okay, I need to evolve. Like those of you that have been estheticians for over 3 years, I know you're at a point where you're like, it's time to evolve. Like there's no ebook that can help you. There's no, you know, just sitting back asking questions. Like you have some real specific things that you want to work on. You have some goals you want to reach. And yeah, you have the big business. You might have a few multiple locations, but you're at a point now where it's like, yeah, I'm ready for something else too. Like I love this. I know how to do this with my eyes closed, but I'm ready for some excitement and adventure for myself. And when you get to that point, that's the call to evolve. That's the call to evolve. Every time I've evolved, I've had to spend more, but I guarantee you it came back 10 times fold. whether that be from getting into masterminds with other professionals, going on vacations, going to conferences, sitting in investment calls, learning about finances. Like, the life you're living doesn't just have to fund the life you're living, right? The life you're living can fund the life you want to live. It really can. And this is why I love the journey of an esthetician, because yeah, you go to school, you might have had a bad experience. But when you learn to let that go, then you can dive in and be like, okay, I'm ready to get to my 20K month. I'm ready to get my books full. I'm ready to just be chilling and relaxing. And you naturally become an inspiration to your clients and to other professionals. And then from there, you're like, boom, I'm ready to work less. Let me go ahead and digitize this service so I can move on. And then when you really have time to sit down, at first, you may be like, I have no idea what to do with myself because I'm so used to getting up and going and always being available to everyone else. And now I have time for myself. That's the beauty of it. Because you literally can get paid, whether online or in person, whatever your, you know, selection is, but you still get paid. And as you evolve, it does nothing more than solidify that your price has gone up. Like, that is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Because the more you evolve, the more you attract other evolved human beings. And every person is on their journey to do more things. I will tell you that if you're working with high ticket clients or, you know, premium level clients, they are not just, they don't need the conversation of, oh, you know, here's how you start, or let's get your first chemical peel. They're like, I'm ready to hire a professional who also dives into sound healing, who also dives into vibration music, who also dives into EFT and tapping and things like that. And so when you give yourself the time to be able to immerse yourself into it, it's a done deal. You naturally run into your clients. You naturally understand investment. You naturally bring people to you who are like, you're evolving, I'm evolving, let's evolve together. No issues with payment. Let me tip. I want to keep you happy because you keep me happy and I'm ready to grow. And it's just so beautiful when you get to that moment. And I'm telling you now, like, I'm excited for you to experience that if you haven't already. But every evolution you encounter, it continues to get more and more and more, and you continue to grow and you continue to manifest and attract more things to you. And it's all because you made the decision to not identify to the common struggles. Like, a lot of people end up stuck in their career because they are still talking about what they didn't learn in esthetician school. Like, they are still stuck on hiring some coach and not receiving everything that they felt they should have received in that moment. And when you get beyond that and you say, you know what, I'm moving forward because I already know that everything I spend comes back to me. I already know that there's more where that came from. I already know that this taught me what I need to look for in the next person that I hire. Like, when you learn to move forward, you get closer and closer to your evolution. And I am so excited for not just you, but every esthetician in the world that encounters us, because they're like, oh my gosh, those are elites. Like, I want to be an elite. And they get to experience it too. So that was just 3 points. I like to keep these episodes nice and short and sweet so that you can enjoy them on your ride to work, or while you're chillaxing, or while you're working out, or while you're in the tub, whatever the case may be. But my biggest goal for you is to experience a level of freedom financially, you know, time freedom, people freedom, just a level of freedom where you are just in love with your life and you can actually live it for you and not just living it for everybody else. So listen, I'm going to put the details in the show notes. I don't want to do any sales in this episode, but if you feel called to work with me, just check out the show notes and I will see you in the next episode. Listen, keep living life, and whatever you do, keep becoming elite.